over 34,000 Facebook likes, over 20,000 Twitter followers, and rapidly growing, almost the million mark on YouTube, over 500,000 Vevo views, best rock song for the 2014 Indie Music Channel Awards, and currently part of the tour, Revolver Tour, Hottest Chicks in Hard Rock. On the phone with me now is Diamante. Hey, Dia, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on Radio Buzz 101. You guys are on tour. You must be having a great time. Tell me a little bit something about the tour that's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for having me, first off.
Absolutely.
And we are halfway-ish, a little more than halfway through the tour. It's my first tour ever, so it's definitely been a learning experience. There are a lot of hours in the van. Gas station food is number one now. There are certain things about touring that I didn't know before that now I do know. Uh-huh. That's cool, like time management, just being together with a lot of people 24 hours and mm-hmm. having to get along all the time. But it's been really fun. We've played cool cities, awesome venues. The crowds have been great as well. So yeah, really excited to be on this tour.
Very cool. Tremendous success with songs like Spinning Around and Just for One Day. I got to tell you, Just for One Day, that song is fire blazing in the sky. That's a great tune. Tell me about Just for One Day, how that song came about.
That song was actually one of my first songs I ever wrote and recorded. I think I was about 14 at the time. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to make a powerful song with meaning and something that I really believed in. And one of the things I believe the most in is seizing the day, mm-hmm. or living in the moment, making the most of everything. So I made it very descriptive and just made it very personal. And yeah, it's still one of my favorite songs that I've made to this day.
Your next show is tomorrow night at the Vinyl Music Hall in Pensacola, Florida. On this tour so far, what was your favorite or most memorable moment?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think my favorite moment so far was the day we played in Jacksonville, Florida, because the venue was probably my favorite venue because the crowd was the most alive and the most into it. And the room was packed and everybody was headbanging and just going nuts. Yeah. And before the show, we got to hang out at the beach, which is right next to it.
Nice.
And play and, you know, toss football around, eat some like fish and chips. It was really cool. I love that day.
Neat, neat. Okay, tell us your three favorite bands or artists. What are your three favorite bands of all time?
Oh, they're always evolving, but right now I'm really into female-fronted rock. So I love Hellstorm.
Okay.
Hellstorm is one of my favorites in this moment. Mm-hmm. And I really loved the old Paramore. I do like their new stuff, but I was a big, like, very big fan with the old Paramore. They really influenced my sound right now.
The Dirty Blonde EP, the tune Bite Your Kiss, we're playing it. We're getting requests for that. That's another great tune. So, thank you. Yeah, no problem. What do you say we play Bite Your Kiss, and then we'll come back and we'll get a few more questions with you?
Yeah, for sure. Let's do it.
Here's Bite Your Kiss. It's Diamante from the Dirty Blonde EP. Get it on iTunes, and it's on Radio Buzz 101.
These boys just talk and talk, but somehow I can't seem to listen. I'm thinking about the one who's dressed in black, got my head missing. I'm switching up the order, I'm on top, that's my position. I eat them up, I spit them out, I got a bad condition. Come right now, so I can bite your kiss. I'll never let my mind. kiss me, riding shotgun on your lips. On your lips. I just can't help but picture this, me riding shotgun on your lips.
That's Diamante on Radio Buzz 101, Bite Your Kiss off the Dirty Blonde EP. Diamante is on the phone with me right now. And by the way, you can get that tune and the whole album, the whole EP, on iTunes and Spotify. Look for the Dirty Blonde EP. It's only $4.99, right? It's $4.99, I think? Yeah, it's $4.99.
Yep.
A bunch of whipping cuts on there, and you get a free digital booklet when you grab all five tunes. And they also have cool Diamante merchandise, too. Go to DiamanteOfficialMusic.com. Dia, you're touring with Whitesnake this summer. You've got to be stoked about that.
I am completely and utterly stoked. It still has not hit me yet. I don't really feel like I'm going on tour with Whitesnake yet, but then again, it didn't hit me that I was going on this tour either until the very first day. So,
right, right.
But yeah, I'm very, very excited, especially because they are 80s rock legends, and I love 80s rock. That's really the kind of music I try to bring back in my own kind of music.
So you know the song Here I Go Again by Whitesnake?
Yeah, yeah, that's honestly one of my favorite ones by them.
Did you know there's a hobo version of that? There's a different lyric in that. Here I go again, like a hobo going down the only road ever. Have you ever heard that version?
Is there really?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the hobo version. Okay, do you have...
That's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have more lyrics and music stashed away for a further release after Dirty Blonde?
Well, the thing is, I'm not one of those writers that really writes lyrics down and keeps them. I'm mostly about writing what I'm feeling in that moment. So when I am in the studio, which I will be going back to after this tour to record more songs, I usually like writing in the moment what I'm feeling in the studio. But there are always concepts that are like in my mind all the time and song ideas that I want to write about.
Hence, Seize the Day. Got it. Okay. Tell me about the song Dirty Blonde. Tell me how that song came about.
This was actually, we were halfway into the Dirty Blonde EP, and we wanted to write a really in-your-face, kind of crazy song, and the topic of my natural hair color came up, and they're like, well, what was your hair color before you were this blonde? And I said, I was a dirty blonde. And then my producer said, you know what? That would be such a great name for the EP title. And we were like, yeah, it would be a great name. So just based off that title, Dirty Blonde, we wrote the lyrics and said, well, what does a dirty blonde say? Right. And what does a dirty blonde feel? And yeah, that's basically how it came along.
Nice. The whole EP, you know, you can hold your mouse over the song on iTunes and get a little sample of what's going on. The whole EP, folks, you got to get it. Go to iTunes, go to Spotify, get Diamante's EP, Dirty Blonde, all kinds of good stuff on there. Pensacola, Florida, tomorrow night on stage at the Vinyl Music Hall. That's going to be another rockin' show. Have fun on the rest of the tour, and also the tour with Whitesnake this summer. Have a lot of fun with that. Thanks for coming on Radio Buzz 101, Dia.
Of course, yeah. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks again. Here's Dirty Blonde, the title cut from the new EP from Diamante on Radio Buzz 101.